I love Polish cinema. I think there are some great movies every year.
The Polish Film Festival Los Angeles, created in 1999, has had 15 editions and shown 667 Polish films produced between 1957 and now. The audience met with 250 filmmakers and actors from Poland, guests of the festival. 92 filmmakers from Hollywood judged Polish films and awarded prizes for best features, shorts, animations, and documentaries. The Polish-American Film Society has evolved into a year-round organization dedicated not only to organizing the festival itself, but also to working with Los Angeles international and national film festivals, collaborating with various organizations and institutions to promoting Polish films submitted for Oscars. Behind these amazing initiatives is Władek Juszkiewicz, founder, director of Polish Film Festival Los Angeles.
My name is Władek Juszkiewicz. I am director and founder of the Polish Film Festival Los Angeles.
How did you start?
In 1999, when I was organizing screening of Fire and Sword, Ogniem Mieczem, and I found out that there was interest in Polish film. People were coming, not on the audience, but Hollywood. They thought that this was a perfect film, bringing all the costumes, props, and all those things. Film came from Chicago, and I didn't know about the festival in Chicago, the Polish Film Festival in Chicago, and I said, why not to showing Polish film in Hollywood? And I did my birthday party, asking people, please don't bring any gifts, but bring donation to the festival. And I collect about $800, which was a seed money, to start the festival. And this is how it started. Some people were looking at me like, are you crazy? Polish Film Festival in Hollywood, why? For whom? But I proved that there is an audience, not only the Polish audience, but the American and Hollywood audience.
Let's look back at the 15 years. Now, how has it changed?
Oh, there was every year, there was one film which was representing Poland to Oscars, but it wasn't screened to general public, it was just for the Academy members. Sometimes there was a film in festival in Los Angeles. We need to know that right now in Los Angeles there's 300 film festivals a year. The competition and fighting for the audience, because we're fighting for not the whole audience, but for people who want to come and read subtitles. Probably in fifth one, when we started the competition, we started inviting American filmmakers to be a jurors. And some of the jurors, they admitted they saw a Polish film first time. So and we keep every year new jurors, but every year inviting the previous jurors. So somehow the group of people which we're trying to call friends of the festival are growing, and some of them are members of the Academy. When they see a Polish film there, I think they look differently or pay attention when they hear Polish film. This is what I think it's the biggest achievement of the festival. The other things, the age of the audience. One of the reasons I start the festival was that I was thinking about Polish people who came to America as a little children or was born here from Polish parents, and they're Polish, or they speak or they don't, or they speak a little. Because before I was organizing some events for Polonia, and I figured out that somehow those young people were excluded because of the language and because of the subject. And so I said, we have to do something for them and bring them back to the community. Mm-hmm. And I think we succeeded. If you look at the age right now, it's went much, much lower. and you see young people, and through them we are getting to young American, because the older Polonia, somehow, I don't know why, didn't bring their American friends. The young Polish-American, they bring their American friends. This year we have over 60 films, and in this number we have, I think, 21 features. Mm-hmm.
And the rest would be the documentary.
The rest will be documentary shorts and animation.
So how do you think Polish film is perceived by these non-Polish viewers that you see at the festival?
All the reactions are positive. And of course, like we have competition for features. We don't show, jurors don't watch all 20 films. They watch like 6 films. We pre-select them, mm-hmm, for them. If category has their own jurors. Hollywood Eagle Award, which is the main award, they have their own jurors. And for those, we are trying to bring the Hollywood people. Mm-hmm. And then documentary, we're looking for people who are documentaries or involved in that. Animation, we're looking for people who are into animation fields. Like this year, we have a editor of animation magazine, for example.
You always invite a lot of people. I mean, you have so many guests, it's quite incredible. Do you think that has a lot of influence on the success of the festival?
Of course. If the audience like to see or talk to the director or the actor. Probably the general audience like the actors, because they see on screen and then they see in person. The people who are filmaholic, they like talk to the director, because they go deeper.
But what was the most amazing thing that ever happened to you in those 15 years?
Hollywood people are difficult to get, but when they showed up, it's something. You have the award for Pola Negri Award for American actor or director for collaboration with Polish filmmakers, and we had few of them which showed up was Ed Harris, Michael York, and John Voight. John Voight, who was portraying John Paul II. Mm-hmm. And when he was accepting the award, he was talking about the process and the film and in meeting Jean-Paul II. But he was prepared. He pulled a piece of paper and he was reading part of the homily which Jean-Paul II addressed people in Warsaw in the main square there. So it was great for everybody, for the audience, and one more thing which some people are saying they are waiting for. It's at the beginning of the festival we have Polish and American national anthem, mm-hmm, and the anthem is sung by gospel choir. So if you see African American on stage and singing in Polish national anthem, so it makes kind of impression, yeah. And looks because we don't have Polish choir here, so we depend on mm-hmm, on the choir which by there I sing with, and this is how I could get them. We practice in Polish, and so those moments are always, you know, wow. And last year we had a documentary about Czesław Niemen, and they were singing "Dream of Warsaw," "Sen o Warszawie Niemena," in Polish. So those are the kind of moment which we bring to people. For those who knows Polish, it's really a tear in the eyes, and for those who don't know Polish, it's excited that they hear somebody can pronounce and then can sing in Polish.
I was lucky enough to be a juror on the feature film competition, and it was the hardest decision of my whole life. There are four actually now fantastic films. I think that the storytelling and the craft and the acting were all supremely superb, and they actually had something to say, which is not the usual case in American movies.
Well, I think you have everything in front of you. It's really quite thrilling. One of the things that I was so excited about and surprised, because this is my first year judging, is that the films were so superior to a lot of our films.
And now for the moment we have all been waiting for. And the Oscar goes to...
Gdybyś był